Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. 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 Hey, it's 10:53 a.m. It's December 23rd, 2004. Morning Coffee Notes. This is Dave Weiner. I'm coming to you from, let's see, I'm going to get my little streets and trips thing going on here. I'm actually on headset pulled off the side of the road on U.S. Highway 95 headed south in the great state of Nevada, and I'm on the segment of 95 that actually shares the road with U.S. Highway 6, and we're headed towards a town called Tonopah, Nevada, which is actually famous for at least one reason. It figures prominently in a Little Feat song called Willin', and it's about drug use and truck driving, and there's a line in there that goes from Tehachapi to Tonopah. And, you know, for years, who knew what Tehachapi was, what Tonopah was? Oh, my computer's making a strange sound. What is that sound? Anyway, we still do seem to be recording. Anyway, so I'm pulled off the side of the road. I have absolutely no show notes, but boy, my head has been buzzing with ideas. So, you know, my theory here is I'm going to set the laptop down. I'm on headset, so the sound quality should be, like, absolutely great compared to, like, the last podcast I did where, you know, the idea quality I thought was pretty good. Adam thought it was pretty good, too, I guess. And I'm going to start talking a little bit about the software that I want to work on, things that I think need to be made easier, and the barriers that exist that maybe people don't even realize that they're there, that we are on the verge of just busting through. You know, some people have got the idea that there won't be much innovation in the coming year, 2005. But, geez, I think 2004 has been an incredibly innovative year. I just got through listening to the December 22nd daily source code, and it has been a long time since Adam has explained what his setup is like, and all that innovation, and it is innovation, and it is techie stuff. That is, you know, users and developers partying together. However, you know, in that case, the user and the developer happen to be the same person, which is often the case, actually. And then the developers who are making all the tools that he's using probably don't even have a clue that he's using it for their tools for podcasting or even what podcasting is. So anyway, with that in mind, I'm going to do a couple of things. First, I'm going to start the engine of the car, so let's do that right now. I've always wanted you to be able to actually hear me start the engine. Wait, hold on. Let me just roll down the window. Oh, let me turn the battery on, roll down the window. Okay, and you can hear it beeping. Now, listen, a car is going to come by right now. Did you hear that? Okay, that one was coming from behind me. Now, here comes a car coming from in front. Hey, according to the sound meter thing here, that should register. You should have been able to hear that. Okay, now I'm going to roll the window back up. So we're going to get my Studio RX 300. You know, Adam's Studio A8 for his Audi. Well, this is Dave's Lexus Studio. Okay, here goes the engine. You ready? I don't know. Oh, yeah. It's kind of coming through. I guess that's one of the... I mean, I know that when we're going and we're really moving, all the wind and everything creates kind of a roar. Because when I finished the last morning coffee notes, I turned the engine off and it got really quiet. So I know there's a lot of background noise. However, that should probably change. Now, let's just do a sound check on... I'm going to play my opening song here. Let's see. So I'm going to hit backspace. Here we go. You ready? Yeah. Yeah, it shows up. Cool. All right. So I put that on hold. It's Revolution by the Beatles off the White Album. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful song. and a perfect song for the times, and a great song to like warm up to, just sort of test it out, because it begins with a bad take, which they left in, and this is part of the classic. It's a classic song. It's going to be, as long as they're playing rock music, they're going to be playing Revolution, and as long as they're playing Revolution, it's always going to be that, and then take two, and then they go into the real song, and John says, "All right," and they go rock on, and you know, they say, "We want a revolution." Well, you know, we all want to change the world. I love the part where he says, "You know, but when you go talking about destruction, well, don't you know that? You can count me out." Yeah, and then he says, "When you want to change the Constitution, well, brother, we all want to change your head." Gotta love that. That's John Lennon. You know, I was a little hard on John Lennon on Scripting News a couple of weeks ago, and I've been listening to so much Beatles because I loaded up on, you know, all that, you know, all those CDs of the Beatles, went down to the record store in Queens, bought them all up, you know, scanned them all in. And I've just been, like, rocking out. Beatles, you know, Sgt. Pepper's and Magical Mystery Tour and the White Album. And, you know, I can listen to that stuff all day, basically. So, anyway, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to put the iPod... Actually, I'm going to put the computer off to the side, let it keep recording. Then I'm going to let the revolution start, and then I'm going to get going. I'm going to get going up to like 70 miles an hour driving on US 6 slash 95. And then when that's all over, I'm going to hit pause and I'm going to talk. And got a lot of ideas. Let's see how many of them I can get down. And if I don't get them all down, well, you know, there's already tomorrow. So my intro, about 7 minutes. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. Okay.
Revolution.
Shooby-doo-ah. Shooby-doo, everybody. Yeah. Woo! Now, who said that John Lennon couldn't sing? That guy didn't know what he was talking about. John Lennon can sing anytime. Wow, that was great. That was John Lennon, the Beatles. Say You Want a Revolution, Shooby-Doo-Ah, all right. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, of course I want to sing the next song, which I think is She Was a Working Girl, North of England Way. Now she's hit the big time in the USA. And if I could only see her, this is what I'd say. Boing. That was for you, Adam. Adam Gray. The power of pure intellect. Anyway, my cold is coming back. I was like ordering a coffee this morning at a 7-Eleven, or asking where the cream was, and my voice cracked. And I cleared it, and it came back. But wow, that was scary. And I've got the sniffles and a little bit of soreness. I finished the antibiotics now, so sort of like my fear is that the cold was sort of nestled, hiding away from the antibiotics, kind of like a Jim Carrey movie with Kate Winslet, where they're sort of wiping her from his memory, and he keeps finding places to hide where they can't reach him. And it's kind of like, I think that's maybe what my bronchitis was doing. Luckily, I'm going to rest, not tonight, but starting tomorrow night, which is Christmas Eve. I'm going to stay at an absolutely lovely resort, or supposedly lovely resort, I've never been there, Knockwood, Praise Murphy, etc., etc., in Sedona, Arizona, which kind of rhymes, actually. And Sedona is sort of a place I've wanted to spend some time in, and never actually have had a chance to do that. It's a supposedly a massage community, which I love, because that's one of the things that I love to do and love to receive, massage. And it's got beautiful red cliffs and sort of that clear southwestern air. It's not warm, and I checked the weather forecast, and it's kind of like, I don't remember the exact temperature, but it was like where I was up in northern Nevada last night. It was got down well below freezing. Basically everything that was water in my car froze. I left my iPod in the car, and the screen still isn't quite right. It's very hard to read. I think that you're not supposed to freeze iPods. I'm sure I'll get lots of email from this, and of course I welcome that kind of email. It's great. Sort of the nice thing about email from podcasts is that it seems to trickle in at a slower pace over a much longer period of time than from a blog post. Maybe it's because I don't do as many podcasts as I do blog posts. Anyway, a lot of the work I want to do is over the next few days, and I do want to like do programming work. I've got two computers with me. I'm staying in a place that has high-speed internet. Most hotels, most places you stay these days, and I mean these days, I mean like this month as compared to, March of 2003 was the last time I drove in this direction across the country. And at that time, it was hard to find a hotel with internet. Now, you pretty much walk into a Best Western and you can be pretty sure that they have internet. Hampton Inn, pretty much they have it. Any of the Marriott chains, Residence Inn or Courtyard or Fairfield Inn, any of the Marriotts have Wi-Fi. Or the best, I think, is the Hilton Garden Inn. They have really high performance Wi-Fi, totally rationally designed. None of these little, I mean, one of the things I hate is where they give you the slips of paper with the passcodes. They never work. You always have to go back to the front desk and get a new passcode or whatever. But what are they being so paranoid about? I mean, what's the danger is that some sort of like traveler might stop at your hotel and tap into your Wi-Fi, you know, and not pay you any money. You know, I don't know. Well, whatever. Anyway, so these days you can get your Wi-Fi. That was a little digression. Or, you know, I like when I can get, it gets higher speed if it's wired. I like that even better, you know, of course. The more speed, the better, right? So, anyway, when I was listening to Daily Source Code today, I took pictures of where I was listening to it, and it was an astounding place. On the edge of a mountain range, and I don't know if it's the Sierra Nevada. Kind of makes sense that, you know, I'm driving mostly south, south and east now. And when I'm driving south, if you look at the map, to the right, which would be to the west, is the Sierra Nevada. And for the longest time, there were these snow-capped mountains. I mean, like, more than, like, snow-capped. They were, like, snow-inundated mountains. They were just, like, mountains with snow on them. Kind of like the Alps. Very beautiful Alp-like motels. Motels. Got motel on the mind. I'm just coming into a town and there's a motel called the Trailside Sundowner Motel. And it's also a casino, because after all, we are in Nevada. There are the Tonopah apartments. We're not actually all that close to Tonopah. I think we're still like about 80 miles away. Although out here, that's pretty darn close. I think Tonopah is like the only big town. Oh, wait a minute. Tonopah Church? I think, whoa. Welcome to Tonopah. Holy guacamole. Well, we're not 80 miles away from Tonopah. That's for sure. Welcome to Tonopah. Wow, I may have to stop the podcast as we're going through a town right now, and I don't want to get busted for not paying attention. And I also kind of have been like wanting to go to the bathroom. And of course, that's more information than you bargained for. And the guy in front of me is driving about 3 miles an hour. I'm passing him. And then I'm going to pull over and I'm going to hit pause. So, well, ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. I will sing a song. You know, Adam, by the way, I want to say, Adam, you always talk about what a lousy singer you are. But I heard the stuff you sang on the, well, I mean, it was pretty good on the Dawn and Drew thing where they were doing the 12 Days of Christmas. I think it's going to come out really killer. I can't wait till people hear the one that I did. Because all they're going to take is the last phrase of it. So it's going to be, you know, the last phrase of every lyric is going to be Adam singing Enclosures in an XML Tree. Which, that's, you know, if you're a podcasting type guy or gal, you know, that's kind of what we do. Anyway, so, let's see. I'm going to hit pause right now.
people.